तथा भगवान राजन तू एक तपया दीदी यथा कृष्णार्जित प्राण सत्पुरुष ऋषि भया दे व्हाट इज कॉल्ड द प्रोसेस ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन डिफरेंट मेथड्स have been described by Prayaschitta and by Tapasya. We have discussed, and then Kevalaya Bhakta. Bhakti includes everything, karma, gyan, yog, everything. And it is specially recommended that by austerities and other methods there is possibility, but in that it may not be successful. But if we adopt this process, devotional service, then it is sure. So this purificatory process means Nivritti Marga. And Pravritti Marga means without any knowledge where we are going on, nothing. We are doing everything, whatever we like. That is called Pravritti Marga. People are generally engaged in Pravritti Marga, especially in this age. They do not care what is going to happen next. Therefore, they feel relieved that there is no life after death. Let us enjoy this life to the best capacity. Then after death, never mind what will come. First of all, they deny to believe in the next life. And even there is next life, and even if I am going to become cats and dogs, they do not mind. This is the experience of the modern age. Irresponsible life. But our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people that don't live irresponsibly. Take for example that you may say there is no life, but if I put the argument, suppose there is life. Now, this is also supposition, because nobody, those who are in ignorance, they do not know whether there is life or whether there is no life. So, you are arguing there is no life, but you do not know whether there is life. There is not even knowledge. So suppose you have to take both the ways and think over it. You are simply thinking on the point that there is no life. Now why don't you take my proposition, if there is life? Because you are not certain whether there is life. We say there is life. We take the example, just like this child has got his next life. The child may say there is no life, next life. But actually that is not the fact. The fact is there is life. The child will change his body and he will become a boy. And the boy will change his body. He will become a young man. That is a fact. But by simply obstinacy, if you say there is no life, that you can say. But take this argument, if there is life, then how much irresponsibly you are making your future life so dark. In the same example, if a child does not go to school, does not take education, if he thinks there is no other life than this life, I shall play all day, why shall I go to school? He may say so, but there is life. And if he does not take education, the next life, when he is a young man, if he is not posted in a good position, then he suffers. This is irresponsible life. So, before we get next life, we must be free from all sinful life. Otherwise, we are not going to have better life. Especially going back to home, back to Godhead, one has to finish the resultant action of his sinful life in this life. In the Bhagavad Gita we find, jesam antadatam papam jananam punyakarmana se dhannamaha nirmukta bhajanti maha dhirabhita. To become a staunch devotee of Krishna, perfect devotee of Krishna, means one has become freed from all reaction of sinful life. Jisam anto gatam papa. No more committing any sinful activities. And whatever sinful activities he has done in his previous life, that is also negative. That is also meant negation. There is no more reaction. Jisam tuantakatamapa. Janaram punna karma. The people are engaged either in sinful activities or in pious activities. So, those who have not only finished the resultant action of that past sinful activities, but at the present moment, they are simply engaged in pious actions. Such person, Dishan tu antadatama papa, jananam punna karmana, be such person, danna maho nirmukta, without any hesitation, without any doubt, bhajanti imana virabhita. That is it. So anyone who is engaged in Krishna's service, with firm conviction and devotion, it is to be understood that he is now free from all reaction of sinful activities. Vaishnava never commits any sinful activities. And whatever he has done in the past, that is also finished. This is said by Krishna. Or in other words, if you devoutly engage yourself in the service of the Lord, then certainly you are free from all the asana sinful activities. So how is it possible? Yatha Krishna Krito Prana. Prana. Prana is Akshi Vyavata. Prana. Prana means life. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna. That was. How this dedication of life to Krishna's service can be made possible? That is also stated here. Tat-purusha-nishivaya. You have to take shelter of a person who is devotee of Krishna. And you have to serve. That means you have to accept a devotee, a true devotee, a pure devotee as your guide. That is our process. The Rupa Goswami says in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, the first process is, first step is Adu Budbhaskaram, to accept Guru. Accept Guru. Guru means Krishna's representative. One who is not Krishna's representative, he cannot become Guru. Guru does not mean any nonsense can become Guru. No. Only Tat-purusha. Tat-purusha means a person who has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a being. Tat-purusha nishivaya. That means Vaishnava, pure devotee. So it is not very difficult. By the grace of Krishna, there are pure devotees, so one has to take shelter of him. Adu Gudbhasrama, Gudbhasrama. Then, Saddharma Pritya. After accepting a bona fide spiritual master, one should be inquisitive to learn what is the science of Krishna. Saddharma Pritya Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. And this Krishna consciousness means one has to follow the footsteps of the devotee. Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. So who are those sadhus? That is also mentioned in the Shastra. We have already discussed. Svayambhu Narada Sambhu. Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaya, Sakhi, Vayam. There are 12 personalities that are mentioned especially, that they are Mahajana. They are authorized, bona fide, Guru, and you have to follow their path. It is not difficult. The Svayambhu means Lord Brahma. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu means Lord Shiva. So each of them, out of these 12 Mahajans, 4 are very prominent. That is Sambhu, means Brahma. And then Sambhu, Lord Shiva. And then Kumara. And there is another Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya from Lakshmi. So we have to accept a spiritual master who are strictly in this 4 line of desirable succession. Then we shall be gainer. If we accept a so-called guru, then it is not possible. we have to accept Guru and the disciple succession. Therefore it is recommended here, Tat Purushavani Seva. We have to serve him faithfully, always, and honestly. Then our purpose will be served. And if you take to this line of action, dedicating life to Krishna and always engaged in the service of Krishna under the direction of Tatpurusha, means who has no other business than to preach Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. We become free from all sinful reaction and without being purified, because Krishna God is pure. Arjuna says, Parabrahma, Parambrahma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. My Lord, Krishna, you are the supreme pure. So unless we are pure, we cannot approach Krishna. That is the statement in the Shastra. Without becoming fire, you cannot enter into fire. Similarly, without becoming completely pure, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That is accepted by all religious systems. The Christian system is also like that. Without becoming pure, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So, the human life is meant for this purification. We are working very hard for getting our daily bread. People are not getting their bread sitting idly. It's not possible. They are working very hard. This nice city of Denver is there. It has not sprung up from the jungle or desert. One had to work very hard to make this city so nicely, perfectly standing. So we have to work. If we want happiness, then we have to work. There is no doubt about it. But Krishna says that Jansi Deva Bhatadeva, somebody is working to become happy within this material atmosphere by becoming very big man within this world, or a little more intelligent, they are not happy in this life, but they want to become happy in the next life. Sometimes they go to the higher practices. So jānti deva prata nena pitri jānti pitri prata. So as you work, you get the desired result. But at the last line, Krishna says, Vajjādino bījānti mā. If you work on, if you worship me, then you come to me. Then what is the difference between going to Krishna and keeping within this material world? The difference is, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān punarāvartinātya. In this material world, even if you go to the topmost planet, Brahma Loka, still there is birth, death, old age and disease. Or you have to return back again. Just like these people are going to the moon planet and again coming back here. This kind of going and coming back here is not good. If you go to such planets where from you haven't got to come back again to this material world, that is higher perfection. That is Krishna Loka. So Krishna says that if you are working so hard to become happy in this material world, the same labor if you worship me, Krishna, then you come to me. What is it? Benefit especially anyone who comes to me, he hasn't got to come back again to this material world. Java Krishna Consciousness Mumbai is teaching people how to go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna. That will make the people happy, eternal. So, in this life also, Krishna conscious people, they are not unhappy. You can see practically. They are sitting in a very nice room and chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasada. Where is unhappiness? There is no unhappiness. Other processes, they have undergo so many unhappy processes. Here, Krishna consciousness, there is nothing unhappiness. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Susukham kottum abhyam. Susukham. When you execute devotional service, it is not only sukham. Sukham means happiness. But another word is added, su-sukham, very comfortable, very happy. Kottam, to execute devotional service, is great pleasure, great happiness, and abhyam. Abhyam means whatever you do, that is your permanent. Other things, that is finishable. Suppose you are very much advanced educated person. Your past name is PhD and something. But it is not abhyam. It is bhyam. Bhyam means it is finished. As soon as your body is finished, your so-called degree is all finished. Then, again next life, if you become a human being, of course, again there is chance of becoming a PhD. But the first time a PhD in this life, that is finished. So, whatever we are acquiring here, that is not abhyam. Abhyam means expenditure. And all means not. Not expenditure. If you have got some money, if you spend, then it is abhyam. Finished. After some time. Abhyam means you spend that much, you still not finished. That is abhyam. So, devotional service of Krishna is explained as susukham kottum abhyam. Whatever you do, if you have attained success, 10%, that 10% your permanent. Therefore, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Suchinam Srimatangi, he yoga brishta sanjayas. Those who could not finish the bhakti yoga in this life, they get another chance of human life. Not only human life, it is stated, they go to the heavenly planet, they enjoy there, and then again, come back in this planet, that also not ordinary man. Suchinam Srimatangi. He takes birth in very sanctified family, just like Brahman Vaishnava, Suchinam, and Srimatang, very rich family. Then it is his duty. So those who are born rich, you Americans, you are supposed to be born rich, actually it is so. So you should think in this time that due to our previous devotion and service, by Krishna's grace, we have got our birth in this country. There is no poverty. Srimadam. So you should take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. You have got the opportunity. You are not poverty stricken. You haven't got to waste your time. Where is food? Just like in other poverty stricken countries, they are embarrassed to find out food. But you are very fortunate. So don't waste this opportunity by becoming hippies. Don't waste. They become devotee. Krishna's devotee. The Krishna consciousness movement is there. And we have got so many centers. Just try to learn this Krishna consciousness, science, and make your life perfect. That is our request. Thank you very much.
Allah.